Welcome back to Scratch Hit Sports. Steve Langsam here, alongside Ryan Hilton again. We're talking NFC playoffs again. Divisional round just finished up. What'd you think about the divisional round, Ryan? Couple teams won that I didn't think should have won.
The playoffs, man. Well, you know what? For one of the games that we should start with is Seattle and New Orleans. New Orleans had no chance up there with the 12th man. They already went up there once and got stomped around. And Drew Brees can't talk enough in that huddle to make them win a game up there.
I wanted the Saints to win. I really wanted the Saints to win. My gut told me that the Seahawks were going to win because of that. But, you know, last week I said the Saints were going to win, and they didn't. But, you know, I'll stick to it still. I thought they should have won. I thought they played the better game. The Seahawks just too good at home, and the Saints couldn't do enough.
They just couldn't stop Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch ran for 140 yards, while the Saints' top rusher was only 57 yards.
That's what we were talking about last week. You said you like Sproles as a running back, but he doesn't run the ball enough. And that was evident of it last week. And Marshawn Lynch, running game, you know, wins the game. Even having the best player on the field, Drew Brees, what, they threw for almost three times as many passing yards. It was like 300 to...
300 to 103?
You know, that's pretty 3-1 right there, and, you know, the running game really takes care of it.
Definitely.
So the other game on Saturday was the Patriots and Colts. Man, Tom Brady just has the Colts' number. What did you think about that game? That was a great game.
It's one of those matchups that we're going to be talking about later. It's the Colts and the Patriots, but you know what? It's Tom Brady, but there's no Peyton Manning. Manning's not running the ship. It's Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck hasn't been in that captain seat for as long as Peyton Manning. So
second season versus, you know, like a 15-year bet. Yeah,
exactly. So it wasn't gonna be an easy ride. It's gonna be a rough season ahead.
Hey, but really high scoring game. You know, that was a fun game to watch, especially, you know, Saturday night game. I definitely thought the Patriots were going to win the game, being the home team. But, you know, Andrew Luck put up a pretty good fight. And
Andrew Luck threw up 317 yards against Tom Brady's 185. So that's...
But look at how many interceptions did Luck have, like four interceptions?
That's true.
Yeah, so, I mean, the four interceptions were huge. And, you know, Brady just doesn't throw as many interceptions.
Yeah, that happened at the same time against Peyton Manning when he went there and played four up interceptions, too.
That's true. So, you know, and then...
It was the running game, though, too.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, we can't overlook that. LeGarrette Blount had...
Came out of nowhere.
Three touchdowns?
You think
four
there
touchdowns?
LeGarrette Blount had four touchdowns.
Four touchdowns.
He only threw two passing touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he only threw 180 yards. 180 yards.
Wow. He didn't even throw any
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
No touchdowns. LeGarrette Blount, four touchdowns.
That's where they got you. You didn't even know they had a running game. No one had to know they had a running game.
Remember when they had Ben Jarvis Green Ellis? Corey Dillon?
I like that name, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Yeah.
So, you know, those were the Saturday games. So we go into Sunday, the morning game. You know, you got the Niners, obviously.
The Niners are the kryptonite for that Superman right there.
The Niners and Carolina Panthers. You know, one thing that stands out from this game is obviously the Niners win. Niners pay back the Panthers for a loss at, you know, Candlestick. Niners, you know, win there. And what stands out the most is Kaepernick doing Cam Newton's, his, you know, little stunt in the end zone, his showboating move. He opens up his jersey to show his Superman-esque. Kaepernick did that and then kissed his bicep with Kaepernick.
Woo!
I mean, what do you think about that game?
Kryptonite!
We both called that win. Both called the Niners.
Definitely, definitely.
Wasn't as low scoring as I thought it would be, though.
No, I mean, 23-10. I mean, they held the Panthers not to score in the second half, which is kind of... And you know what? In that game, to tell you the truth, Cam Newton lost it for them. No questions asked. He definitely... The way I looked at it and was watching the game, I got to watch the whole game. And watching the whole game, you could just see Cam Newton didn't want it as much as Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick was trying as hard as he can, and... The whole team, the 49ers, were getting in the heads of the Panthers with that thrown off as well. But Cam didn't look like he wanted it as well. And then he, as much as Colin Kaepernick, and Cam threw that last interception. That was just ridiculous.
You know, like, I mean, they're already a couple years in playing now, but, you know, a second-round guy versus a first-round guy. First-round guy's been paid. Kaepernick hasn't been completely paid yet. I think maybe he's still hungry. But, I mean, Kaepernick has been there before. Mm-hmm. I think that's more what it was, more than... Cam wasn't hungry for it. Cam wants to win. I mean, like, Steve Smith hadn't had a 20-yard-plus catch all season, and he had one in that game. You know, his guys were showing up. Just, you know, I think the Niners wanted it more.
Maybe it's just Cam's kind of like, I see him having like a little baby kind of attitude sometimes. Just like, oh, God, it didn't work. Stop my feet.
Not getting his way.
So like a Phillip Rivers kind of thing.
Phillip Rivers. Wow. Well, I mean, that gets us to our next game.
Exactly. The San Diego Chargers and the Denver Broncos, which ended in a 24-17 and a loss for the Chargers.
I really wanted the Chargers to win that. I wanted to wear my bolo tie in pride.
To tell you the truth, I kind of like thought in my mind, wow, the Chargers are going to pull this off somehow. But then
They're going to, but... Peyton Manning is just good. And Phillip Rivers, he's good too, but Peyton Manning's just that much better and he willed his team to win.
Phillip Rivers just came on late.
Yeah.
Well, too late. A little too late.
Yeah, and Ryan Matthews didn't really have a great game.
So. He scored 17 in the fourth.
Yeah.
I mean, Phillip Rivers.
Well, yeah, but that was also the Broncos coasting to a win.
17-24 is the ender. I mean...
Yeah, but you're up.
If Peyton Manning gave the ball up one more time, if he had to give the ball over to Phillip Rivers, Phillip Rivers probably would have pulled it out.
Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, that's... I mean, just... That sums up what we were talking about Phillip Rivers. Every other year, every other month, every other game. Man, every other quarter, you know?
Exactly. He got sacked 4 times and lost 23. I mean,
you're going to get sacked when you throw the ball a lot. I mean, he did, you know, drop back to pass quite a bit. Not as much as, you know, Manning or anything, but I don't know, man. It's just like, that was a tough game for me to watch because I just really don't like the Broncos this year. It all gets down to the fact that at the start of the year, preseason, when the Niners played the Broncos in Candlestick, I was like, these are going to be the two Super Bowl teams.
Oh.
And that's what I thought. And we're pretty close. Pretty close. So, I mean, that gets us to this week. Start out with the AFC matchup. We were just talking about the Broncos. Broncos this week, they're playing... Playing the Patriots.
Ooh,
and you know what that means?
The matchup.
A Peyton Manning, Tom Brady matchup.
Uh-oh. And we've gone over a couple of times they've met up before,
yeah.
Too.
Peyton Manning, Tom Brady matchup. That's a big one. Speaking of the Peyton Manning, Tom Brady matchup, we got the top 3 playoff moments. Well, there are 3 playoff moments they have.
Their first meeting, January 18th, 2004.
The AFC Championship game. Kirk at the pass.
Tight end. Quick pump. Touchdown. 8 minutes, 16 seconds to play in the first quarter. The fourth down attempt pays off for Belichick, Brady, and the Patriots. Throws toward the end zone, intercepted. Picked off by Rodney Harrison. High snap, and it's through his hands. And he kicks it out of the end zone for the safety.
Where it's got away from the quarterbacks, and this time it gets away from the Colts' long snapper. Good job by Hunter Smith. Just give up the 2 points and get the football out of play. You know, that's not easy to do sometimes.
Second and goal. Manning over the middle. Touchdown. Marcus Pollard. And with 2:27 to play, the Colts are within an extra point of moving to within a touchdown. Marcus Pollard goes down.
Their second playoff meeting, January 16th, 2005. Colts at Pat.
The RCA Dome in Indianapolis, Indiana. The Patriots, the Eastern Division champions, against the Indianapolis Colts, the South Division champions in the AFC. The winner of this game will meet the Chicago Bears in 2 weeks in Super Bowl 41 in Miami. Handoff comes to the right to Colin Ruffaroni. He fumbled the football, battled for it down inside the three, ball in the end zone. And what do we have?
Oh, Logan Mackenzie covered.
Touchdown, Patriots. There's a draw to Corey Dillon coming to the left. He's on the 5-yard line. He's standing up into the end zone. Touchdown, Corey Dillon. 7 yards out. Back to throw, fires near side.
Intercepted, left side. Asante Samuel, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Asante Samuel.
Third down goal for the one man in quarterback sneak. Did he get there?
He looks like he did.
Looks, nobody has called, nobody has said anything yet. Touchdown, Peyton Manning.
Now bows under center, Jeff Saturday on first down, and he will fake the ball to a die. Looks for Dan Klecko. He's got it. Touchdown. Back in short motion, Payson takes the snap, rolls to the right, fires to the back of the end zone. He got it! 2 points! The first time they've made one all year! And ties the game at 21.
Brady awaiting the shotgun snap, he's got it. Stands in the pocket, drifts to the right, looking, still looking, fires to the back of the end zone. Caught, but out of bounds, I believe. Let's see what all the officials say.
They're going to
say he was pushed out. Touchdown! Touchdown, Patriots! They say he was pushed out of bounds.
Plenty of time. Colts at the 2.5-yard line to give us to Dominic off the left side. Touchback right down to the goal line and didn't get in.
Touchdown! They say the Colts got it! The Colts got it! Oh, doctor, that is a big break there.
Yep,
the Patriots thought they had it. Jeff Saturday got it.
Left. Manning. We'll give it to Joseph right up the middle. Touchdown! He ran right up the middle and scores with a minute left. The Colts lead 37-34. What a play. A great draw play. Makes the snap. Sets up. Throws one over the intercepted. We're going to the Super Bowl. Marvin Jackson with the interception. Manning will take the knee. He does. That's it. The game's over. Although the Patriots have a touchdown on a timeout. They're not going to use it. The Colts and the Bears in the Super Bowl. An incredible second half comeback. The Colts win 38-34. Do you believe?
The most recent meeting,
January 21st, 2007.
The AFC Championship game. Passed at the Colts.
Peyton Manning and his Denver Broncos coming in to take on Tom Brady and the New England Patriots on NBC Sunday Night Football on second down and three from the 40-yard line. And a fumble to the outside. It goes and it's picked up by Von Miller. Miller into New England territory with a convoy. Gronkowski tries to chase him down. He gets blocked out of the play, and Denver has a touchdown. Second and goal. Manning doesn't want the Patriots to make any defensive changes. Brings him to the line, and Moreno will chuck his way in for the touchdown. Denner went limping off the field at the end of that play. Third down and five. Manning over the middle, and it's caught by Jacob Tammy for the touchdown. Now it's first down and goal from the 5-yard line. Brady will throw it, and Edelman is there and holds it in for the touchdown. Bolden is the running back on second down and goal. They give it to Bolden, and he is in. Over the middle, caught, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski. And that's caught at the 10. Edelman spinning away. New England takes the lead. First and 10 from the 11. A fade, and it is caught by Thomas in the end zone for the touchdown. With a most improbable win, down 24-0.
So, I mean, that's some pretty good playoff moments right there, Ryan. Tom Brady's definitely got the better end of Manning. Most recently, they played again this season, and the Patriots were down, 24-0. 24-0 at the half, and came back to win. That was pretty amazing. I mean, that's regular season game, and that was in Denver, too. Tom Brady, man.
You have to keep the ball away from Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, like, orchestrates those last-minute drives. He's got a little bit of that Joe Montana swagger in him. Like, I'm sure he grew up watching Joe Montana being a Bay Area kid. I mean, exactly.
If,
so.
If he has the ball in his hands, they're scoring some points, no matter what. I mean, it's the same thing for each team, but still.
Whoever has the ball last wins.
Yeah, exactly.
The Patriots have the ball last. All right, so, I mean, that gets me into this right here is, Who do you like better? Do you like Brady better? Do you like Manning better?
It's kind of hard for both of these people. They're both HOFers. They're both Hall of Famers. Future Hall of Famers, both of them. It's hard to choose between both of them, but, you know, if I have to choose, I'm going to choose Tom Brady. Hometown boy. He's from around here. He's from the Bay Area. He's done it before. He's been in the playoffs. He's beaten Peyton Manning more than Peyton Manning's beat him. And plus, he's got one of the greatest coaches of all time behind his back. He's got Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick will cheat for him and find a way for him to, like, get the win. And earlier game this year, how Tom Brady just came back and won 24-0 at half.
All right, so you like Brady.
I like Brady.
I'm going to hop on the Brady wagon. I like Brady. I mean, Manning, in this kind of throws me back to, like, a classic quarterback matchup, like a Dan Marino, Joe Montana. You know, where they played each other, class. Too, right? So, you know, Brady's got that Montana in him, and Manning's got that Marino. Like, Marino would throw all the regular season records. Well, Manning's got, like, every single regular season record now, and he's stolen from, like, Drew Brees and Tom Brady. So, he's got everything now. He's that regular season guy. But he's only got that one Super Bowl win. You know, he's been there twice, but he's only got that
one.
Is
it all about Super Bowls, though? I mean, he's got his team to the playoffs
all the time. But this is what... I like Tom Brady better. Tom Brady's going to beat him again.
Yeah.
And he's going to go to the Super Bowl again. And that's where it is. Like, if I liked Peyton Manning better, the Broncos would go to the Super Bowl.
Does it come down to a coach then? Is that...
And I like Belichick. I like Belichick better than Fox. I mean, they coached against each other, I'm pretty sure, when the Panthers played the Patriots in the Super Bowl in 2006. 2003. Sorry. 2003. And that, you know, so that was part of the legacy that Tom Brady was building right there. But, I like Tom Brady. I like him better than Manning, and it is about the Super Bowls. And I think the coaching staff is better. And that helps. I mean, the reason why Montana was so good, and, you know, like the Montana-Marino comparison, Montana had the best coach ever.
Yeah.
Bill Walsh. He was the best coach ever. Alright, so, I mean, that brings us to our second game, the NFC game. You got the Niners. No Bill Walsh coaching. Maybe a Bill Walsh in training in Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, he's coming up. He's going to be the big man.
He's already there. He's back-to-back NFC, you know, three NFC championship.
Three.
I was going to just put him out in the Super Bowl already, but, I mean, I'll just, there's my pick. But, you got the Niners and the Seahawks. Game is in Seattle.
Uh-oh.
Man, all right, let's stay on the quarterback thing here, you know, because these are two new quarterbacks. We had the two OG quarterbacks, you know, you got the future Hall of Famers in Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Now you have the new guys, the new school. You got little, you know, mobile, agile quarterbacks, and I won't say little because Colin Kaepernick's a big dude, but who do you like better there? Is it Kaepernick? Is it Russell Wilson?
Well, they're both... You know, they're both very similar quarterbacks. They both can gun that ball, and they're both like baseball players, too. So.
One of them got drafted.
Okay, touche. Yeah. They both like sling the ball in and get outside the pocket and run away. You know, they both can do it. But if I had to choose, it might be a little biased. I'm definitely choosing Colin Kaepernick.
Okay.
But there's a couple of reasons. I mean, he's on fire right now. In the last couple of games, he's thrown for... I mean, it's a little odd because he's been running around, too. He's a running quarterback. But he's thrown for 423... in the past two games and ran for 113.
Okay, I mean...
And in all those situations, the running has come in at opportune times.
And that's what I was going to get at, is he runs in the right time. He's 500 total yards of offense in two playoff games. Not quite what he did last year,
mm-mm.
But same trend. They're winning. So
there is a weakness, though, with Colin Kaepernick.
Though. Okay.
He's only thrown two TDs in these last two games and rushed for
does
one.
Does that weakness... make Russell Wilson better than him?
I guess it comes down to the pieces they have around him. You know, I mean, if you don't give Russell Wilson the ball...
But straight up, if you were just to interchange these quarterbacks, you still like Kaepernick better?
Interchange them, put on different teams?
If they swap teams.
Man, they're just too similar for me. I mean, I guess it would have to come down to this year for me to make a decision. I mean, I'm going to stay biased and keep him calling. Because he's got the coach and he's got the He's got what you need as in this new age quarterback. But
Carroll's a good coach too.
That's true. But I guess it's going to have to come down to this big game. This game is almost bigger than the Super Bowl for both of these teams. Both of these quarterbacks, both of these coaches, both of these teams. This is a bigger
this
game.
This is the NFC West Super Bowl.
It is. This championship.
This is the NFC West Super Bowl. But not even the NFC Championship game. Like, this is NFC West. Two powers from the NFC West colliding in the championship game. This is like a throwback to that Patriots-Colts.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's the new age.
You know, this championship weekend, it's what the NFL wanted.
You have your old quarterbacks who are still thriving and making the league better, and you have your two younger guys who are bringing up the new crop. You know, it might not be the Matt Ryan and the Cam Newton everyone were hoping for that would be hot, you know, 2-3 years ago. Shoot, Andrew Luck was almost here. But they had to get that old school game in.
Exactly.
All right, but, you know, the same reason I took Brady is why I'm taking Kaepernick. He's been there and done that before. I don't care. You know, Russell Wilson, cool. You got that great home field advantage and all that. Like, you guys have lost there. And it will happen again. I don't know if it's, you know, this weekend. I hope it is. I'd like to see the Niners play. I'd like to see the Niners and Patriots in there. You know, I'd like to see Kaepernick and Tom Brady go head-to-head, mano-a-mano. Yes. You know, Harbaugh and Belichick, you got, like, the khakis versus the hoodie.
There we go. I like
but,
that.
You know, so I like Kaepernick better. He's been there and done that. Also, you know, Harbaugh's a really good coach. The Niners have been great. He handpicked him. That was, like, his player he wanted.
It's his baby, man.
It's his baby. I mean, like, and he chose a pretty damn good baby. So,
right.
So I like him there. So, you know, so let's start with the NFC game, though. What are some keys, you think, for the Niners to win over the Seahawks? Because you said the Niners are going to win. You like them, obviously.
It's my home team. It's my team, and I'm picking them. But it's going to be very, very, very hard for them to do it up north.
Okay.
The 12th man. That's a big deal. The last they've only scored 6 points in the last two times going up there.
Didn't during the regular season they get like custom made earplugs put in?
Yeah.
I feel like they did. Like, there was something special about some earplugs they got to go up there and play so the noise wouldn't affect them as much.
There's a lot of things going on between both of the teams that they're kind of pushing each other and making them do, because it's a big deal going up and playing up there.
I mean, whatever Sean Payton did with the Saints last week did not work.
No, it did not work at all.
So, Harbaugh, new page.
Right. So, what the 49ers really need to do is you can ignore it, all this stuff, and concentrate on the net. They've been there, they've done it, act like the NFC champs they are, and just play to win the game.
That's the past, though. They have been there. They have won. But you said they need to focus on
ignore what's happened this year.
Okay.
Going up there.
Okay. Just go up there, and this one game is that's it. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing matters in the past. They're both 0-0 going into this game. If you get the win, you go to the Super Bowl. I agree with that.
It is tied up 1-1.
It is
at homes, but there you go.
I mean, all right. I put this on the table for you. The Niners. 3 straight NFC Championship games. Went to the Super Bowl last year. Had the quarterback controversy last year. This year, no quarterback controversy. Colin Kaepernick all the way. Seahawks got an uprising team where everyone is like, it's almost like a college spirit that Pete Carroll has built there. I don't know if it's the same thing with the Niners. The Niners, everyone seems like they're very professional. The Seahawks, they still kind of got that college spirit.
Agreed. Very, very much agreed.
Do you think the professional attitude and how the Niners go about things, if the game gets into a shootout,
professionalism wins.
You think professionalism wins?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
If you learn from your past and like look at everything and you act like a professional, you're pretty much gonna take over the situation and go for the win. I mean, how else can you put it? I mean, there's no other way. And if you're like younger and don't know how to do this, how to win.
Right,
in these certain situations, you know.
I want the Niners to win, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here. And I think the keys for the Seahawks to win, Marshawn Lynch running the ball. But he has to run the ball away from, like, the two-headed monster linebacker I call Navarro Bowman Patrick Willis. There's no hyphens. It's all just one word.
One word.
It's just one word. They're the best two linebackers in football.
Don't forget Brooks. Brooks has the most.
Ahmad Brooks is really good,
top 3 sacks in the league.
Got Alden Smith, Justin Smith. Just put it out there. They have, like, the best defense in football. But Seattle also has a really good defense. So that's my number 2 key for them to win, is they need to contain Frank Gore. You contain Frank Gore to turn the Niners into a one-dimensional offense, they're not as good. That's when Kaepernick can start to run, float somebody. But third key for them to win, that what you were saying is the number one key the Niners need to avoid, the 12th man. You get that, and you get that going all game
long. Home field advantage, you just gotta use it.
Home field advantage, you gotta use that. So, you know, I still like the Niners to win this game, but those are, you know, what I think the Seahawks would need to win.
Seahawks really, like you said, they just need to run the ball, feed the beast, and taste the rainbow.
Taste the rainbow, you gotta eat those Skittles.
Yeah, I'd eat
them. So, let's put a prediction on that game before we hop into this AFC game. I'm gonna go 27-22, 49ers.
All right. I like that. So I got 49ers at the Seahawks. I got the 49ers winning 24-17.
So you got 7 points. I got 5 points. All right. I think both of those are manageable. Let's go into the AFC game. We got Tom Brady and the Patriots going into Denver.
The OG matchup.
They're going into Mile High, and they're playing Peyton Manning and the Broncos. Guess who's back for this game? No, it's Sean? Not anyone on the Patriots. Well, Deion Branch is back, but whatever. It's Wes Welker on the Broncos. Wes Welker sat out the last two regular season games and some playoff games. A playoff game is now back.
As good as he is, though, it doesn't really matter for them. They have, like, a full-on team, a basketball team at wide receiver.
But it does
matter.
They got
the big guys, they got the little guys, they got the point guard now back at Wes Welker. I mean,
Wes Welker is that OG factor. Like, Tom Brady doesn't have that this year.
That's true. I mean, that's we talked about it last week about how they don't really have the pieces around.
But he seems to win.
But he seems to win.
It's the coaching. It's the coaching. So, I mean, you know, and we both said we like Brady here. But, you know, is Wes Welker coming back with Denver and they have no Sean Moreno running the ball well, Monty Ball's running the ball well? Do you think they have the advantage here? I mean, as far as, like, bodies on the field, it looks like they have the advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting a home game. So, I mean, who do you like in this game? And tell me why.
I like the Patriots a lot, right? It's Tom Brady. It's so hard to... And coming back to what I said before, it's hard to pick between both of these guys. They're both Hall of Famers. You know, it's very, very hard to pick. But I like the New England Patriots in this game. I just think they're on a roll, and they have... such a good mind behind in the quarterback and in the playbook with Belichick. Belichick, like, told them how to run the ball all of a sudden last week, and that's one of the key factors they need to do. If they could run the ball and they could keep it away from Tom Brady, play a little keep away, both teams, that's one of their main keys for both teams, is just play keep away.
Yeah, play keep away.
Don't let the other quarterback have the ball.
You like defense and offense keeping the ball away from Peyton Manning. You like them running the ball.
Running the ball.
And what's your
running this, and just use LeGarrette Blount like they did last game.
Okay.
If they get him over at least 110 to 120 yards.
So if LeGarrette Blount doesn't get that many yards, the Patriots lose?
Yeah.
All right. See, I mean, I don't think that. I think LeGarrette Blount's definitely an integral part to that offense, but it's Tom Brady's offense. Tom Brady needs to click in crunch time. He clicks in crunch time. Last weekend, no touchdowns. This weekend, I'm going to go out on a limb and say 6 touchdowns.
Woo!
I'm going to say 6.
Dang.
Put it up there. This is going to be a shootout.
I guess it's in Mile High. They can throw that ball 100
this
yards.
This is going to be a shootout.
Let them have a net Nerf vortex or something.
This
like
is going to be a shootout this weekend. But I like the Patriots winning also, but like I did with the last game, be the anti here and give you some Broncos keys to the game. And I think, you know, Peyton Manning having a Peyton Manning game. Run his game. Don't fall into the game that you need to play to win. Play the Peyton Manning game. Like, keep attacking all the time. And I think that's the number one thing for the Broncos. The number two thing is, like we were saying with the Patriots, we keep away. Keep away from Tom Brady. Don't let Tom Brady get that last, like, minute touchdown before the half. Don't let him get that last minute touchdown at the end of the game. So, keep away, Peyton Manning. And then number three is running the ball. Monte Ball and no Sean Moreno. These are who I think needs to run for 100 yards for them to win. Just like, you know, I think the Patriots offense can be one-dimensional and still work. The Broncos can. And that's what's happened when the Broncos have lost this year, is they get one-dimensional. Like, when they went up on the Patriots earlier this year, they tried to just run the ball in the second half, the Patriots came back and won the game.
Sure, yeah.
So if they just throw the ball, I think they can get stopped too. Peyton Manning might be a better quarterback than Tom Brady. I just like Tom Brady better. He's been there and he's done that more times. He's
a little younger.
A little younger, too. and I would say he's better looking. He's got better looking. So, but that's for another story. So, I mean, right now, and, you know, so let's put some scores on this one. And I said Tom Brady, 6 touchdowns. So I'm going to go 45-38 Patriots.
Woo!
All right, so I got the Broncos at the Patriots. I got the Pats winning 31-14.
31-14.
I mean, 14-31.
14-31.
Yeah.
All right, interesting. Well, that means we got a Niners and Patriots Super Bowl. And this is actually what I was kind of hoping for. You got the old, like, you know, reign of Super Bowl winning quarterback in Tom Brady handing it off to what could be the new reign in Colin Kaepernick and the Niners. It also kind of takes me back to that the Niners had a really good dynasty going. You know, the Cowboys were in there. You know, Steelers had some. But then it was the Patriots.
The Patriots came back, and the
Patriots came, you know, and now it could be the Niners again. And that's kind of cool.
It's a cool. It's switching all back around.
It's like, you know, it's good parody in football. So, I don't know. Let's see what happens. And you know, Niners and Patriots. Who we got?
Well, I want my quest for six, man.
Quest for six.
I'm gonna pick Colin Kaepernick. He's gonna get over that hump that he messed up on last year and get his Super Bowl ring.
All right, well, let's see if we can talk about that next week. Thanks for joining us with Scratch Hit Sports. Again, this is Steve Langsam.
Ryan Hilton.
All right, take it easy.
Peace.